The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It was 3 years ago that the terrifying and deadly tsunami hit Japan, and it was last spring that a small boat washed ashore on the rocky coastline at California's Crescent City, where Joyce Ruiz teaches high school.
The boat came here for a reason. There was a reason it was here.
More after this from Charlie. The boat that washed ashore at Crescent City last spring was upside down, and when Bill Steven and his son John found it, they were determined to track down the owner.
It was definitely mind-blowing thinking that this boat traveled upside down 2 years all the way across the ocean to get here.
John and five friends cleaned off the barnacles and then used Facebook to connect with the boat's owner, a high school in Rikuzen Takata, a town all but wiped away by the tsunami of 2011. Student Griffin Walker.
The boat was one of the few remaining things that had survived. It was a big symbol of hope for them, and we wanted to give it back to them.
The students raised enough money to escort the boat back to Rikuzen Takata last month, where they were welcomed as heroes, because, as CBS's John Blackstone reports, the bond between the two cities is deeper than just that boat.
In 2011, the same earthquake that created the Japanese tsunami sent a wall of water crashing through Crescent City's harbor, destroying boats and docks. And back in 1964, much of Crescent City was destroyed by a tsunami.
There was a reason it was here, because I believe things don't happen just because.
Perhaps because this is a town that understands.
CBS's John Blackstone. Rikuzen Takata is still struggling to rebuild. It has a long way to go. But it may be a little easier when you have friends who know what it's like. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.